I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Daf and Practice Series. And yesterday, Shir, for Erev and Daf Ayin Zayin, we discussed my friend's dilemma. My friend lives down the block from me in his backyard. There was the fence separating my development from the neighboring development, and there was a fence in between. So in essence, you have the story of this perek where you have two chatzeros next to each other with a mechitza in between. You have this divider. His kids like to play with the kids who are live in the adjacent backyard on the other side of the fence. They're like throwing things over the fence. The question is there a problem of potentially carrying from objects that were in his house to the other chatzer on Shabbos? Perhaps you'd be able to make one big Erev chatzeros to join the two chatzeros together. But perhaps not, because there's that mechitza in between separating, like all the halachas that we've been discussing. Yesterday we discussed the possibility of putting a ladder. Perhaps we'd be able to attach a ladder or tie a ladder to the fence in order to create a Pesach, to create that entranceway in order to allow you to join the two chatzeros together to make one big Erev chatzeros. But what if you don't want to do this whole ladder shtick? Is there any other alternative? So it's very interesting, because the Gemara in today's daf, in the top of Ayin Chesam and Beis, the Gemara discusses at first, what if you have a very narrow ladder? The ladder has to be 4 tefachim wide in order to constitute as a Pesach, as an entrance. What if it's a narrow ladder? So the Gemara says perhaps you'd be able to make indentations in the wall in order to widen the ladder, to make those indentations like rungs to expand the size of the ladder. The Gemara says how high those indentations have to go, up to 10 tefachim. But then the Gemara discusses an alternative. What if you don't have any ladder at all? Chakoko kulo. What if all you did was make these indentations? All you did was made these steps, these rungs inside the wall. You dug out of the wall and made steps. The Gemara says, Amalei Milo Kumasa, you have to make sure that these indentations go all the way to the top of the wall. That's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Aruch Hayin Simon Shin Ayin Beis and Sif Yudalad, the Shulchan Aruch really quotes this Gemara, and it says, Lo he'emid sulam klal, what if you didn't put any ladder at all? Ela chakak bakosel, you dug out of the wall, kimin shlevos, shal sulam, like rungs of ladder, lalo sposo, you're able to just climb up the fence, climb up the wall with these dugout holes. Tzarech shiachak b'chol gova hakosel, you have to make sure that it goes to the entire height of the wall. And that got me thinking, because the fence was a chain link fence. And you're able to go over, you're able to climb over the fence. And how do I know that? Because that's how the kids play every day. They climb over the fence. So would the holes in the chain link fence constitute like these chakikas that the Gemara is talking about? And thereby, really, you don't need to put any ladders. You have a Pesach. Granted, it's a machitza when it comes to Erevin. It's able to create a Rishus HaYachid. But in terms of this halachas of creating this barrier between one chatzar and the other chatzar, which all we really need is one Pesach, a Pesach in order to allow you to join the two chatzars together to make one big Erev chatzaros, would the fact that it's a chain link fence be enough to be considered a Pesach in order to allow you to join the two chatzars together? So today as well, I'm going to leave that off with a question. That you know that it would be a Pesach, you would be able to make one big Erev Chatzeros, but I speak to some of my chaverim, some of my peers, my friends, and they're not certain about that. They think otherwise, and I would love if anyone would have any rayas, any proofs, one or the other, to share that with me. You could reach me, best would be by email, yebane@gmail.com. And as always, if anyone has any comments, they're more than welcome to reach out to me. Have a great day.